says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks.
I can plow a field all day.
This is your Trump Phenomenon host here in faraway North Dakota, James Kelso, in this live show, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time every night, Monday through Friday. And on Sunday, we skip Saturday on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. And we take your calls at 800-313-9443. And I knew I was getting around to something. The day, it's Halloween. And the demon rats were at their scariest, their most ghoulish, their most vampiric selves today, as they voted their impeachment resolution against the greatest president in American history. So we'll talk about that a bit. We'll talk about the fact that people like Chris Wallace at Fox said he felt goosebumps while watching the vote. Yes, he was coming as close as he comes, I guess, to feeling good. I know what I was going to tell you. Halloween. We had fun. My little boy, 8 years old, he had his Donald Trump mask on. And I'll tell you the response up here in North Dakota. People love Donald Trump up here. Vote at least 2-1 in every town and county in North Dakota, 2-1 at least for Donald Trump. And in the more rural areas, even better than that. There are no big cities here in North Dakota. Funny how that goes, isn't it? Everybody wanted it. They all pulled their phones out. Not everybody, of course, but lots and lots of people pulled their phones out. They wanted to take a picture of little mini Trump with his very serious, wonderful Donald Trump mask. So that was our Halloween experience tonight. Where America is still, you could say America, the great again America that Donald Trump wishes to restore to all of us, even impossible as it may seem in those cities, it still exists here in North Dakota. So we were enjoying it tonight. Well, now back to the vampires, the real vampires, the real ghouls, the demon rats. Can you believe this? Voting to impeach. Now, you know, I know this is sounds like a broken record, but you have to wonder, have we gone into the Twilight Zone? Have we passed into an alternate reality? Because Donald Trump, of course, has done nothing. There was never any crime, and there was never any misdeed by Donald Trump of any kind. Nothing for which, not jaywalking, not spitting on the sidewalk, nothing. But now we witness that this, and you know, she doesn't need a mask, does she, Nancy Pelosi, for Halloween? And neither does Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is scary just the way he is. They want to cancel the vote of all of America's patriots. Who voted for Donald Trump? Well, every American patriot. So we're going to cancel all those 63 million votes Every good person in America voted for Donald Trump. How do you like that? So we're going to cancel every vote of every good person in America so that this she-devil, Nancy Pelosi, can rip apart what's left of America and her buddy Adam Schiff. And these are two obviously defective people. I mean, speaking of Halloween, the lack of any need for a mask or costume for Pelosi or Schiff. These people are screwed up. And it's you see it in their eyes, in their face. Adam Schiff's eyes. Donald Trump is being so kind when he calls him Shifty Schiff. That's just too nice. Well, let's go. Let us go to the president and see if he has any commentary on this piece of garbage, Adam Schiff, from Burbank, California. And he says to us 2 hours ago, while the do-nothing Democrats fail the American people, and again, way too kind of Mr. President to call them the do-nothing Democrats, of course, and I'm sure he's quite aware. I'm not criticizing him for being too kind. But the right adjectives applicable to the Democrats are all of them unprintable by older standards. But those are the accurate adjectives needed for them. While the do-nothing Democrats fail the American people and continue the impeachment scam, my administration will continue to deliver real results as seen over the past month below. And there's a video there of some of the great achievements that the president just keeps racking up. Incredible things that he does in spite of this. Laura Ingraham is retweeted. She writes this, and the president retweets it just a few hours ago. The Dems' days of bullying the American people are over. They will not disenfranchise the voters in 2020 with a sham impeachment. Well, no critique meant here of Laura Ingraham, but no, the Democrats' days of bullying the American people are not over. I mean, she's being too kind as well and too optimistic. No, they're not over. They're just getting started. And this war is not going to cool down. It's just getting started. Debbie Lesko, you know, her name is an anagram. I guess, is that the word for it? L-E-S-K-O is K-E-L-S-O, rearranged. I want to start liking Debbie Lesko, Congresswoman of Arizona. Looking forward, she says, to joining the Ingraham angle tonight after the Democrats voted to formalize their witch hunt against President Donald Trump. I'll be watching that. Donald Trump writes 19 minutes ago. That's what it says. Let me refresh this. Just 19 minutes ago, he writes, 20 minutes ago, the home of Nancy Pelosi. I can't believe her voters can be happy with the job she and the do-nothing Democrats are doing. San Francisco has really gone downhill. So sad. And the president is commenting on a Laura Ingraham story on the preview of America with Democrats in charge. San Francisco, hostage to the homeless. And that is, you know, the president's made this point unanswered. It's unanswerable. All of our cities are controlled by demon rats. The mayors, the city councils, the congressmen from those areas, people like Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minneapolis, to use an example. And all of our great cities are no longer great. They're becoming rat holes, completely dysfunctional, bankrupt, schools going to hell, city services going to hell. And it's hard for people to believe, you know, people born, you know, in recent years, they just assume that cities are crappy places, that that's kind of baked in the cake of being a city. Well, older folks like myself remember when cities were great. That's how fast this deterioration has occurred in the demon rat destruction of America. And if you go a little earlier than my time, to my parents' time, well, they all knew cities that were wonderful places, very safe, very good schools, the great places to be. And they were not ghettos or dangerous places. Downtown, in places like Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, downtown was the nice place to be. It was the safe place to be. It was the friendly place to be. Downtown, right smack dab in the middle. You know, if you go to whatever in any city, you know, the corner of First Street and First Avenue, whatever the downtown intersection is, was always very nice place to be. And I remember that in Los Angeles, within my own memory. Here's one. Let's go to the president. He's retweeting the great people here. Lee Zeldin, Congressman of New York. He's retweeting Mark Meadows, Congressman of North Carolina. Mark Meadows, retweeted by the president today. Washington Democrats made every effort to take down this president with a fake Russian collusion scandal. It failed. This Ukraine fairy tale and subsequent impeachment vote is their second try. This effort will fail too. And, you know, hey, I salute Mark Meadows. But the unfortunate thing is it's already succeeded. Because in their Donald Trump has not had the chance, succeeded in part. Donald Trump has been prevented from being the incredibly even greater president he could have, would have, should have been if he had not had to deal with these dirtbags dragging everything down with them, the Pelosi Schumer crowd. He's had to carry these dirtbags through 2.5 years. Let us hope that the American people have the wisdom, that they have the kind of wisdom that the audience of RBN has, that there's enough wisdom in this Patriot radio audience that's hearing my voice, that the American people will have enough brain power left after all their brainwashing to figure this out and punish the Democrats in the 2020 election so that Donald Trump can, in fact, have a terrific second 4 years as president without these dirtbags dragging us down. And boy, what a miracle. What a miracle that in spite of all of this, the economy is booming. The markets are booming. Jobs are booming. The numbers are miraculous. How has this man done this? Well, he's unleashed. We all know. And thank goodness he's been able to do that. The latest thing being the Federal Reserve lowering their interest rate for the third straight time after raising it. I think, how many times did they raise it in a row? Each time the president blasting them for doing the wrong thing. Each time blasting Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve chairman. And it turns out the president was right. The president's training in finance and economics received at the Wharton School of Finance of the University of Pennsylvania, one of the best, maybe, economic school in the world. He knows what he's doing, unlike Jerome Powell. At least Jerome Powell and the rest of the cretins at the Federal Reserve had enough residual brain power to ultimately do part of the right thing. Let's go to the top story at Breitbart. And let's also, let me pay attention to the phones here for a second. 800-313-9443 if you want to get in a thought of your own here as we do our Halloween appreciation of the Trump phenomenon. Let's take a call right now. In fact, one of our most loyal listeners, Dr. Kelly, out there in California. Dr. Kelly, what's on your mind?
Oh, I came up with the creepiest Halloween costume ever would be the medical examiner from Sandy Hook. And you're absolutely spot on with your diagnosis of cretinism or cretinism, which is an iodine deficiency that's preventable. You know, all you have to do is eat small ocean-going fish, probably one serving a day throughout the winter to keep all of your things in order. And you're kicking butt, Kelso. Thank you for ignoring the moly trolley haters.
Well, and, now speaking of medical examiners, let's talk about one who's really in the news today, and that is, let me remember his name, and you may be able to help me with it. But this medical examiner, one of the best in the country, and when his name comes to me, I'm going to look up all of his qualifications, which are unbelievable. But he went in there. He was a witness to the exam of Jeffrey Epstein's body.
Beautiful.
The autopsy.
Yeah, beautiful.
And he says this is a homicide. Now, the medical examiner in New York City did a 5-day rush job in which she just couldn't wait to say it was a suicide. No excuse whatsoever for that rush job. And this medical examiner who has done, a real pro, who's done 20,000 deaths, 20,000. He said, I have never in those 20,000 deaths ever seen somebody with a, and I'll get the names of the bones wrong, but a fractured
hyoid
bone. And
yeah, Dr. Kelly taught anatomy when she was a youngster and physiology. And in the Whiplash textbook by an osteopath and a medical doctor, there's a section that covers what's called the hangman's fracture versus the hyoid and the larynx. And, go, Kelso, go.
Yes, his name is Dr. Michael Baden, B-A-D-E-N. Former New York City medical examiner. He's the former medical examiner of New York City. He preceded this woman who clearly is on the take. She's on the take. Somebody got to her.
She's so fired. She's so fired.
Well, yeah, fired. In a better world, she would be, but she won't. We'll be right back, folks.
Dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. And let's talk about this for just a moment. Pretty darn interesting. Who murdered Jeffrey Epstein? Everything I can be. He was murdered. And it's great to see Dr. Michael Bodden saying this very strongly, not saying he's very convinced that Epstein was murdered. He was strangled to death. And the crushing of these bones, the breaking of these bones in the throat, he said in 20,000 autopsies, he's never seen anybody who was hung causing these bones to break, but very commonly in strangulation. And then let's just kind of go over, this pertains to the whole Twilight Zone aspect of the world that we have, as patriots, have all been living in for our entire lives. A world where everything is crazy. Everything is nuts. Everything is upside down. This Jeffrey Epstein, the case of the decade, the most important criminal inmate in the country, his sex island there in the American Virgin Islands, having hosted people like Bill Clinton, I think 27 flights that we know of on the Jeffrey Epstein jet. This guy ran a sex island that all the records of that sex island, all the, imagine all the documents, all the video, all the photographs, they've all been vacuumed.
From the airplane and the sensing, sensing diagnostic modules. Yeah.
They've all been vacuumed up. They've all been vacuumed up by a completely, totally, 100% top to bottom corrupt FBI. The FBI has all those documents. All of the people that were the victims of Jeffrey Epstein, all the young girls, for example, there are so many plaintiffs in a criminal case against not just Jeffrey Epstein, his death, the idea somebody killed Jeffrey Epstein. So that's got to be a question. Dianne Feinstein, this piece of dirt, she doesn't want to know who killed Jeffrey Epstein. Neither does Adam Schiff or Chuck Schumer. Somebody wanted Epstein dead. And this is just like law enforcement 101. Who has the motive? Who is willing to risk being convicted of murder, because they murdered Epstein. So somebody was so motivated to kill him that they're willing to murder. And, you know, that can be tracked back. So undoubtedly a hitman went into the cell and strangled Epstein. And that hitman was hired by somebody. But there's a chain. You can work your way back up the chain. Find that hitman. Who hired you, Mr. Hitman? We're charging you with murder. Give us your boss, and then we'll get the boss of that guy from the same. Do the same thing with the next guy. We're charging you with murder, Mr. Boss, until you get to the top guy, which is going to end up being somebody like who? Like people that were on the Jeffrey Epstein plane 27 times? That's the story there with Jeffrey Epstein. He was murdered. And let me just quickly go over here. It's so obvious, folks. Here's the most valuable prisoner in the country who needs more than anyone else to be secured. Let's see. The camera in his cell wasn't working. Aw. Oh, but we've got the camera in the hallway. Aw, not working either. Aw. Well, we've got the guards are witnesses. Two guards. Aw, they were transferred off their shift right before, the night before, moved off their shift. Aw. Well, we've got the replacement guards. Aw. They both fell asleep from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Right.
Yeah, Kelso, right. There's going to be those stingray devices. There's going to be trackable, traceable, databaseable.
Well, let me go down the list. So
right on.
The guards are asleep. And you and I, Mr. and Mrs. America, we're supposed to believe this crap? Oh, but it gets better. How about the, he was in a cell. He had been on a suicide watch. Miraculously, the suicide watch was lifted. He'd been assaulted by a hitman type person, put into his cell the week before. He supposedly hung himself with his torn up sheet. Ah, well, we've got the physical evidence. Yeah, we've got the torn. There's a piece of physical. They don't have that. They don't have the torn up sheet. That we can't find it. What? Hang on. There's more to this. And it's symptomatic of the Twilight Zone we're trying to get the hell out of. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245. Broad at the shoulder, narrow
at the hip.
And everybody knew you didn't give no.
Hey, and you know, this is something. Well, hey, I'll give you another little piece of music to contrast with that great Jimmy Dean about our hero, Donald Trump, who is a voice of sanity. Now, here's what we've grown up with. We've lived our entire lives. Here's, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we've been living with. Yes, we've been living in the Twilight Zone. Remember Rod Serling and his cigarette? We have been living in that Twilight Zone our entire lives, where the assassination of John F. Kennedy, we never found out what happened there. The Twin Towers, 9/11, we never found out what happened there. What happened to, you know, blah, blah, on and on. And then here's another one. Here's another one. Jeffrey Epstein, clearly murdered. And now, and by the way, and the FBI doing nothing about that. They immediately swept in onto a little St. James Island where all the Epstein. Can you imagine how many cameras that guy had operating on his island, Little St. James, in the American Virgin Islands, FBI jurisdiction? Can you imagine what's on those tapes? What's in those records, those flight logs? Can you imagine the interviews possible with the pilots, with the chefs, the cooks, the maids, the dozens and dozens of people who worked there for many years? He also had a giant place in New Mexico where he did the same thing. The FBI has all of that. Is it? The case is closed. It's over. Nothing here, folks. Keep moving. Nothing here. No 27 flights of Bill William Jefferson Clinton out to Sex Island for illegal sex. And all these other people, Prince Andrew, on and on. Now, you think the FBI, I've mentioned this before, this is this twilight zone that we're living in. Understand, the FBI knows, knew, they kept track of, Jeffrey Epstein worked for them. He had to. He had to work for somebody like John Brennan, because the crimes being committed in that on that American soil are the jurisdiction of the FBI, and they did nothing to stop it. Nothing. And they knew exactly what was going on. You don't think that the FBI was aware of the travels of William Jefferson Clinton? They knew exactly what was going on there. The only way Jeffrey Epstein could exist was he had cover. Somebody was covering him. He had protection. And it had to come from a level no, could not be less than the FBI.
That's right.
So, you know, here we are. Here we are. This is the twilight zone we've lived in. And Donald Trump is the disruptor who's coming. What did Donald Trump do? He had an encounter with Jeffrey Epstein. He threw his sorry ass out of his club at Mar-a-Lago when he saw what a pervert Jeffrey Epstein is.
That's right.
Was. But he had to be killed. Why did he have to be killed? Come on. How dumb do they think we are? Must be pretty dumb. He had to be killed because he knew too much about too many people. And he was about to be sent to jail for life. So he had to be silenced. Somebody went into his cell and murdered him. And who gave the order there? We want to know. It was obviously somebody who, it was somebody who was going to be severely damaged by Jeffrey Epstein's conviction. And by the surfacing of all this, this, you know, amazing to me. Come on. Where's the FBI investigation on St. Where's the news media? Where's NBC, CBS? Where's Chris Cuomo? Where's Anderson Cooper? Why doesn't Anderson Cooper want to know a single damn thing about little St. James Island? That's not a story, Anderson. For you or your husband. Or Rachel Madcow. It's not a stuff. It's not a of interest for you or your wife. You know?
Yeah.
Why do these people not want to know anything about this? This is this world that we've lived in. And Donald Trump, what does Donald Trump represent? Let me play this again, just so you can. This is your youth. This is your whole life. And then Donald Trump appears. Then Donald Trump appears.
During the accident scene, and there's going to be an incident commander who will assign a person to start the investigation until they're relieved by the appointed investigating team. And then there's, you know,
well,
the
okay, but
thing
let's get to the yeah. What does Donald Trump represent, folks? He represents sanity. He is the breakout from the twilight zone. He is that voice of common sense. It's been in the back of your head for all this time that you've been in this torture chamber of a twilight zone where you never could find out any piece of truth. There was never any honesty from your government. The whole thing was corrupt from top to bottom, getting worse and worse and worse. You know, starting with that, who knows where the rot set in. But surely the Kennedy assassination was an early sign. An early sign that somebody's taken over on the inside. Somebody's got the power to kill the president of the United States and cover it up. And that was magnified up to September 11th, 2001, where they were able to kill 3,000 New Yorkers, 3,000 people, plummeting 110 stories to their death, including hundreds of firemen and police. What a murder that was. And that was a murder. And has the FBI investigated that? No. Whose jurisdiction were the 3,000 murders in New York City and at the Pentagon and in the Shanksville, Pennsylvania? It was the FBI's jurisdiction. It still is. There's no statute of limitations on murder. Where are you, Christopher Wray? Where is the FBI? What investigation has the FBI done into the collapse of Trade Center number 7, which clearly collapsed at free fall speed, clearly was a controlled demolition, damnably obvious to anyone with any brains, any common sense, anybody who doesn't hear this sound inside their head 24 hours a day? Crazy people! And Donald Trump is a disruptor, the man of clear vision, clear. What do they want to portray? They want to portray Donald Trump as being unbalanced, as being unfit. He's uncouth. Something wrong with him. No. What's paramount of Donald Trump is how normal he is, how sane he is, how strong he is, how healthy he is. That's why they were so pissed when that Navy admiral, I'm forgetting his name for a moment, Jackson, I think was his last name, did a physical exam of our new president, and he said, this man is as healthy a man as I've ever looked at. He's strong as a horse. He could easily handle 2 terms. His health is perfect. And they unloaded on Admiral Jackson, who was the same doctor who had examined George Bush and Obama. They destroyed his career because he said the president's healthy. He is healthy. He's the picture of health, mentally especially. And that's what's so wonderful. That's why these Donald Trump rallies are like spiritual experiences, because we're recovering our sanity. It massively transcends any particular issue. Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, these are crazy people. These are sick people. These are twisted people. These are Halloween ghouls. it's so bad you can't really grasp it easily because it's so bad. It's so damn obvious. But that's where, the strong language thing, Dr. Kelly, somehow you've got to pop people out of their, coma, the hypnotic spell. Something's got to pop them up out of it. And they realize, that this is, these are communists. The Democrat Party is a communist party. John Brennan is a damn communist. He voted for Gus Hall in his first presidential election as a young man, to use the term loosely. John Brennan voted for Gus Hall. How many people do you know, folks? You've never met anyone who voted for Gus Hall, the damn Communist Party chairman. Could you, in 1976, what kind of a sick puppy could vote for Gus Hall? Well, John Brennan, the CIA director, who many now surmise might be one of the masterminds of the Donald Trump takedown, the worst crime in American history, the coup d'etat against this man who shouldn't have appeared, who should not have won the presidency, this breakdown in their control system, which had gone so far. You were so close. We were all so close to being just locked down. Oh, I'll tell you. Let's go to his Twitter account right now, just to see if he's done anything in the last few minutes here. And if you want to call in, Murr is there on the phone. Murr, thank you for calling. Hang on just a minute. I'll get to you in just a moment. Let's just see what the president's done here. He has tweeted in the last 10 minutes. So let's read that. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House, is the place I have come to love and will stay for, hopefully, another 5 years as we make America great again. But my family and I will be making Palm Beach, Florida, our permanent residence. I cherish New York and the people of New York and always will. But unfortunately, despite the fact that I pay millions of dollars in city, state, and local taxes each year. Oh, I'll tell you, folks, this is some kind of a tweet here. Can you hear it, Dr. Kelly?
Yeah.
I don't know where this is going. I'm reading this for the first time, but I'll tell you, this is a searing tweet. I have been treated very badly by the political leaders of both the city and state. He's talking about the District of Criminals and New York City. Few have been treated worse. I hated having to make this decision. Whoa. But in the end, it will be best for all concerned. As president, I will always be there to help New York and the great people of New York. It will always have a special place in my heart. Wow. I'm just going to let that soak in, folks. That was tweeted to you 10 minutes ago by your president. That was a very momentous little statement from him. He basically said, I think he's saying something of what I've been saying for the last couple of days on the show about how bad it is. It sucks. We're really far down the toilet, folks. And this miraculous man, he's having to bail out on damn New York City, which is turning into a hellhole, and bail out on damned Washington, D.C., where he got booed at a World Series game by these creeps. $2,000 a ticket to get into that game. What kind of people were these? Poor people? Poor people? No. These were the fat cats of Washington, D.C., who are making a living sucking the blood out of your veins, and for whom a $2,000 baseball ticket is easy to pay for, and a nice chance to boo the president. And you know what? You know what? And boy, ladies and gentlemen, think about it. This is something we've got to dread. You know, that moment where Donald Trump says, screw it. How long does somebody have to put up with this and take this kind of crap? And listen, look at this tweet that he's giving here. I don't want to put any angle on it that's not in the tweet. Let it speak for itself. But he says, my family and I will be making Palm Beach, Florida, our permanent residence. In other words, I'm moving. I can't stand it here with these traitors in the White House stabbing me in the back day and night every day I've been here. He also may be sensing that his life is in danger and that Mar-a-Lago there on Palm Beach Island, which I know very well, where I lived, I look out the window and I could see Mar-a-Lago's flag. He's probably much, much safer at his estate there at Mar-a-Lago, because he controls the security and he hires the people. And these bastards that he's surrounded with at the White House are not there, like rats everywhere around him, above him, below him. So think about it, folks, how valuable this man is to us. And he's not made of steel. He's not bulletproof. He's a man just like the rest of us. And there's only so much of this he can take. And where will we be if he says, screw it? And he very well might do that, folks. And who do we have to come in his place? Nobody. Nobody. That's how bad it is. And these demon rats know it. They need to get rid of Donald Trump one way or the other. And they're we've got to wake up. We the people of America, the patriot people, that whose vote is being stolen by Nancy, the dirtbag Pelosi, and Adam, the dirtbag Schiff. We need to revolt against these criminals. There's never been a more dramatic moment in the history of our country. That's quite a, I'll tell you what, I don't want to, that's a hell of a tweet right there, folks. That's a stupid word, tweet. A hell of a message from our leader. Can you imagine he composing that as he just did 10 minutes ago? That's a major decision. I'm getting the hell out of Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals. I'm getting the hell out of here. I can't stand the smell. He's being impeached. What? He's being impeached, the greatest president we've ever had? A total Boy Scout. A man of greater honor than any of these people in the District of Criminals. And they're going to impeach him? I'm with him. I wouldn't stand for that. Get me the hell out of here. It's beautiful down at Mar-a-Lago, folks. The water, the sand, the air, it's beautiful. And he controls that estate. It's a nice big piece of property. So he might be, you know, I'm glad he's doing this. I think he's going to be safer there. And he'll be more effective. And certainly, you know, Trump Tower in New York City, that was his other home. That's where he was living when he was elected president, was at Trump Tower. I don't want him at the top of a skyscraper in New York City with all those bastards there that want to take him out. No, I want him safer than that. I want him in a nice, flat place with water on both sides of it, Mar, which is the sea, and Lago, which is the lagoon on the other side, the intracoastal waterway. It's a naturally defensible, easily monitored by him, secured place for him to be. I think it's an ideal place for Donald Trump in Palm Beach. Ha! I'm just reeling from that message, Dr. Kelly.
Yeah, it's good news.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good. And you know, the scary part, folks, is that, see, he's watched 2.5 years, almost 3 years now of his presidency, be consumed by these bastards. And he's managed to accomplish all these great things for us. But, you know, now it comes to this. How many months is he going to have to endure of this despicable Adam Schiff? I mean, a creep, a sicko. And you got to watch this guy pontificating and accusing you of being a traitor and exactly what he is. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, if you've been, you know, far rather be watching those waves on that white sand there at Palm Beach. Wow. Well, let's see. Let's go to Dr. Kelly. Thank you, as always, for calling. And let us not keep Murr waiting any longer. If I may, go to Murr there in Wisconsin. Murr, what do you think?
Hi, Jamie. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, people really need to realize just what this president is doing. I don't know if you know 2,100 children in cages were rescued from bunkers in California.
I didn't hear about
that. Reported on the 14th. Yes, there's a Pentagon pedophile task force of 10,000 that went in and rescued them. And there's going to be more of this. Field McConnell of Able Danger, ABELDanger.org, was asked to come down to Dallas, you know, where Ken at that rally.
Yes.
To meet with Trump people because they want to put this out through his outlet because he won't alter the message. So there's going to be more of these. And people need to realize, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, I did something bad or I told a lie. And they don't realize the depth of evil. That's what these people are doing with children. And they don't stay children. And they impregnate them. And some of these babies and children haven't been out of in the daylight in their lives. And it's just horrible.
Yeah, Murr, you said something very powerful a moment ago. Folks don't realize the depth of the evil that we're facing. And so this last message of our president, which was, you know, this is a born New Yorker saying to hell with New York. And the president of the United States saying to hell with Washington District of Criminals. And I'm glad he's doing this, because one of my big worries is it looked like he was going to win. We thought here on this show, we thought this man's going to win. While all these people were saying he was going to lose, we were saying he was going to win. Why? Because he is our voice. He represents us. He is that breakout. I'm glad. My big worry back then was that he would be assassinated.
And this is spiritual too, Jamie. We have to remember that. These people are very dark. But I also wanted to give you something very nice.
Oh, yeah. Save the nice part. Save the nice part. Don't let me interrupt your thought. But I just want to complete your earlier thought, which is the depth of this evil. I'm glad the president, what I'm getting from this latest tweet that happened in the last 20 minutes is that he's relocating to a place I know very well, and I'm happy. That beautiful, very narrow little island of Palm Beach, which he owns it from the Atlantic Ocean all the way to the Intracoastal Waterway. He owns that piece of land all the way across. So he's got water on both sides of his property, and there's one road that goes by that anybody, if you want to monitor people, threats to your property, you just have to monitor that one road. And it's I can't think of a safer place for Donald John Trump to be as much as possible than Mar-a-Lago. And I'll tell you something else I like. I'm going far afield here, but something I thought about, just funny, I thought about this yesterday. I was thinking, you know, what's a way to protect yourself from assassination? Change your plans.
Mm-hmm.
Because people
don't tell anyone, just do it.
People in the CIA or the FBI who are planning on assassinating you. Yeah, and I said that, folks. Yeah, I said that. People in the CIA or supposedly your FBI planning to assassinate Donald Trump, they need to know your schedule and your pattern and your routine, and they're going to set you up. They're going to look forward to some event. They know you where you are. Surprise them. Move. So their big plan for New York City, finished. Canceled. Any big plan for the White House or Washington, D.C.? You just wrecked it. Good job. Relocate to where they're not planning, to Mar-a-Lago. Because we need this man. Go ahead.
They had a beautiful little thing for Halloween for the children and the families at the White House. And I was watching it when it was live, and you could see that Melania and the president were handing out goodies as they came by. But the children were all hurrying by, and as I see now, there's a little 38-second video at the White House account on YouTube, or 1600 daily, like I said, they have that sent out. But it has clips from the fun they were having. And you can hear the violins. They had special violins, people on the steps playing certain tunes that went along with it.
Yeah, but now, Merv,
but they were hurrying to go drive the buses and the things they had there,
Merv,
for the
children.
Yeah, but
there's something of even greater urgency there, which the children, of course, are completely oblivious of. That's not a safe place. The White House, Donald Trump has realized it. This nest of vipers. He is going to trying to sleep at night in a building full of traitors.
Yep.
Including lots of people who want to kill him. They want to kill him.
He needs our prayers, and he needs to be nurtured so he can do his job for us.
Thank God I think he made one of the best decisions of his presidency. Get down to your own property in Florida. Beautiful.
God bless us all. Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Murr. Thank everybody for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow night.
Don't stop.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.